So let's review. Our shir begins towards the end of Amud Beis. On the previous daf, the previous Mishnah had stated, "Kshem sheshlich tzibur chayev, kach kol yachav yachad chayev." The Chacham hold that each individual must daven on his own, and is not yetzir with the tefillah of the shlich tzibur if he is a baki, he is able to daven himself. The shlich tzibur can only be mitzi one who is a she'en baki, one who is unable to daven himself. Rambam loimer, shlich tzibur mitzi sarah midei chavasim. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Shlich Tzibur can be made to everyone, even the Baki, and of course, a Shayna Baki. The Gemara continues, Tanya Amr Lelem Gamliel, L'dverecha Lama Tzibur Mespalan. Tanakama asked Rabbi Gamliel, according to you, why do individuals daven at all? Amr Lehem Kedei Lahazdir Shlich Tzibur Tfilasai. Rabbi Gamliel answered so that the Shlich Tzibur has time to prepare his prayers while the Tzibur is davening. Amr Lelem Gamliel, Mila asked the Chacham, according to you, why does the Shlich Tzibur repeat the davening? Amar lai, kedei lahaitzi ashein habaki, to be mighty those who cannot daven themselves. Amar lahem, kshim shemaitzi ashein habaki, kach maitzi as habaki. Mila responded that a Shlich Tzibur can be mighty everyone, both a baki and an ein habaki. This machlekes of Mila b'Chacham applies to all tefillas, Musa Rosh Hashanah, and all other tefillahs. The Gemara introduces a third opinion, that of Remeir, who indeed differentiates the Tanya. Baruch Hashem Rosh Hashanah v'shal Yom Kippurim, Shlich Tzibur Mitzi Rab Midei Chavasim, the Remeir. Remeir agrees with Rabbi Gamliel regarding the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yebel. Mishum the Avshi Brachas. Those tefillahs have many additional brachas, Malchis, Zechrein, Shefers, which most people are not familiar with. Therefore, the Shlich Tzibur can be mighty, even a baki. However, a mayor agrees with the Chacham regarding all of the tefillahs, that kol yachad v'yachad chayev, each individual baki must daven himself. Regarding the psukim of the Karbanis Musaf, the Gemara cites, Amar Rav Chanan al Marav, Kivin sh'amar v'saras chakas of leimar shuvin etzarch, as Rashi says, Kivin sh'amar, nasa v'nakav lefanecha, kemitzas v'tzinecha, kemoish shikasavta leim v'sarasecha, etzarch leimar mekreis musafin. If one said we will bring the Karbanis Musaf as specified in the Torah, he need not mention the specific Karbanis Musaf. The Gemara adds, Echad Yachad, Echad Tzibur. This applies to both the individual and to the Shlich Tzibur. Amar Rabbi Elazar, La'aylam yaster adam tefilasai v'achyach yispal. Rabbi Elazar teaches that a person should always review the tefilas and prepare himself before davening to make sure that the words are familiar to him so that he will not err in his praise. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mistabra milsei, The Rebbe Elazar bebrachas for Rosh Hashanah v'Shem Kippurim, v'Shal Parakim, avad l'chol Hashanah loy. Rebbe Abba qualified that one must prepare only for the tefillahs of the Yom Ne'eram, which are not familiar, but one need not prepare himself during the year when one is familiar with the tefillahs. Amar v'acha b'arvira, Amar b'Shem Chassida. P'hayta ha'yibim li'el afil am shebesadis. Rebbe Acha said in the name of Rebbe Shem Chassida that Rebbe Gamliel would even exempt the am shebesadis, the simple people who live far from the cities, who would not even come to shul. The Shlich Tzibur is even mighty these people in their tefillas. And certainly those who are in town are also yetzir with the tefillah of the Shlich Tzibur. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, Hane Anisi, Hane Loyanisi. The Am Shebesadis are unable to attend the tefillas in shul. Therefore we allow the Shlich Tzibur to be mighty them. However, the people in town who are able to attend, why should we allow the Shlich Tzibur to be mighty them? As we find by Birchas Kehanim, that those people who stand behind the Kehanim during Birchas Kehanim are not included in the blessings, because with a simple effort, they could have come forward and stand in front of the Kehanim, but the Am Shebesadis who are unable to attend are included in the blessings. And so the teaching of Reb Shimon Chassidah was amended to state, Leipat Reb Gamliel Ela Am Shebesadis. Reb Gamliel meant to exempt only the Am Shebesadis, the people who live far from the city. My time of Mishum Danisi b'malacha, because it is difficult for them to come into the city as they are busy with their work in the fields. Therefore, they are yetzir with the tefillah of the Shlich Tzibur, al be'ir loy, however, people who are in the city and do not come to shul to daven are not yetzir with the tefillah of the Shlich Tzibur, as they are able to come to shul or daven themselves. Hanulach Yemtiv, Veslikala Mesechdas Rosh Hashanah. With this, we have Baruch Hashem completed Mesechdas Rosh Hashanah, and we'll begin Mesechdas Tainis in the next year, Be'ez Hashem.